You are welcome to Sprucecast. My name is Divine Dominion, and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. Today, I'd like to share with you my thoughts about energy. There are a variety of ways anyone can define energy, but I choose to let all definitions lie low and to share my thoughts using my own concepts. So stay with me. Have you ever experienced someone smiling at you with all their heart, like a very benevolent smile? What did it feel like? Can you remember? Okay, have you yourself tried smiling that way before? If you haven't, I'd like you to try that today. Moving away from that, how do you perceive a cleaner who sweeps the office where you walk in or your house with so much vibe and style? Like, have you ever seen a place that was so swept and clean that it made a statement? If you have, how did you feel at the sight of that? Maybe you haven't experienced that, but I have, and I know the feeling. For the purpose of our gist today, I like to define energy as doing with all your heart. Energy is a heart condition and power that drives effects. Doing with all the heart is energy, and without it, no one prospers in anything in the truest sense of the word. It takes energy to see anything to its beautiful end, especially when such a thing demands that you put some pressure on it. Doing with all the heart is how strong convictions and enduring capacity for work is brought into all that we do and eventually succeed in. It was the wise King Solomon who said, "Whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might." Might is the other word for energy. Doing with all the heart is the how to successfully going beyond limitations, obstacles, and resistance on the path to achieving anything. The amazing thing is how it works on the two pillars of both good and evil. You can agree with me that whether on a noble mission or on a vile one, doing with all the heart in its percentage guarantees success. If you decide to do anything, irrespective of whether that thing is right or wrong, if you bring in the appropriate energy, if you bring in the concept of doing with all the heart into it, there is every tendency that you are going to see that thing succeed, whether it is right or wrong. When energy is brought into a course, it sees the process to the very end. Fear is a little matter before a resolved heart, working with all its energy. I love energetic people. I don't know about you. How about taking the advice of the all-time sage King Solomon to do with all your heart whatever your hands find to do? You can start with one activity and then take it to the next one. What will you do today with all your might? What will you begin to do daily with all your heart? Think about it. I'd like you to try this out, and as you do, I want you to consider the difference that it makes. Observe what changes about you and then what changes about those things that you do with all your heart. I'll talk to you again soon, but until then, learn to bring energy into all that you do. Learn to do with all your heart, all your hands find to do. Take care.